expensive free things. This is the Ericast for the week of July 23, 2006.
From Ericast.com.
Ericast.com.
Welcome to the Ericast.
Well, thanks as always for listening to the Ericast. I am your host, Eric Larson, hence the name Ericast. It kind of just rolls right off the tongue. One C, by the way. It's not Eric Cast. It's Ericast. Ericast.com. You can listen to Matt and Joanne say that in the intro over and over and over again. It's Ericast.com. But if you spell it with two C's, hey, you'll get here, because I bought that domain, because no one spells it right. But that's okay, because that's not my name. My name is just Eric. So, you know, if you screw up Ericast, it's not a personal affront. That's okay. Anyway, thanks for getting here. However you got here, however you typed it, you made it to the podcast. And if you have any thoughts or comments, feel free to share them. You can send me an email, eric@ericast.com. Just make sure you get the ericast.com part right. Or you can call our listener feedback line, 206-339-3742. And if you're more linguistically oriented than numerically oriented, you'll notice that that's 206-339-ERIC, E-R-I-C. Now, does anyone ever do this? Well, yes, indeed, somebody does. And we got a call this week from Dan Hook over at the Hook Show podcast, actually. Dan, one of the faithful and dedicated listeners to the Ericast. And he had a call with a follow-up about Best Buy in, well, my case, in Eagan. I mentioned last week that that there's a Best Buy in Eagan, and where the Best Buy is sitting, it's sitting on what used to be a parking lot, and the parking lot for the Best Buy used to be a movie theater, multiplex, and a Red Robin restaurant. And I was commenting on it, it seems kind of wasteful or something to be taking buildings like that and tearing them down, you know? Let's hear from Dan, who can fill us in on a little bit of some additional background, some editorial comments. I am not saying that these are necessarily my views. The views represented on the Ericast are not necessarily those of the founder and creator of the Ericast, me, and are solely the responsibility of the caller. With that, here's Dan.
Hey, Eric. This is Digital Dan from The Hook Show. And I wanted to give you some feedback about your whole Best Buy discussion in the Eagan area. Basically, I'm from Richfield, Minnesota. And Richfield went through a big ordeal with a Best Buy actually putting their corporate office in. And to do that, they actually had to take out a bunch of the local businesses in that area, including a car dealership that was there for about 30 years. So just a couple of the businesses that you were talking about down in Eagan wasn't as big of a deal as, you know, a car dealership that was there for 30 years, so it was pretty much a pillar of that area. Along with, I heard that they did for that corporate office was 15 years property tax-free for that city. But that's basically from the people that were in charge at the time through the city. And actually, I don't think any of them are actually part of the city council at this point. So that was pretty bad decision on their part. So there has been a history of things happening over at with Best Buy in this area. So just wanted to give you the feedback and talk to you later. Digital Dan out.
Well, thanks for the call, Dan. And yeah, so here's the interesting thing. I don't know anything about the history of how Best Buy got to Eagan. Eagan wanted an electronics retailer because we didn't have one. So the thing about the Richfield Best Buy deal is the auto dealer that Dan mentioned didn't want to move, and then it became an eminent domain thing, and it was sort of a controversy because it was eminent domain. Basically, the city or whomever came in and said, you know, we're taking your property from you so that Best Buy can have it. And it was uncommon, I don't want to say it's unprecedented, but it was uncommon to have eminent domain proceedings when it wasn't for a public works project. That's normally reserved for, you know, we need to build a freeway, we need to build a bridge, we're going to build a dam and this is going to get flooded, that sort of thing. It was sort of odd to say, well, we think that it's better use of this property for the city to have Best Buy have it instead of to have you have it, so we're taking it from you to give it to them. And I mean, obviously, with any eminent domain proceeding, you're compensated, but then it's a question of, well, are you fairly compensated or compensated well enough or all that kind of stuff. So it was kind of a big deal back a few years ago. I was going to say not too many years ago, but time flies, so it's probably a few by now. Point being, I don't know if there's anything like that going on in the Egan store. Probably not. I suspect the Red Robin restaurant closed. I think I knew that the theater was closed for a while. And Best Buy probably just bought the property fair and square and then tore it down. I don't know. Kind of intriguing. So that is the Best Buy topic for the show, which I didn't think I was going to be talking about. It has nothing to do with the show title. But that's how the Ericast works, is people call in and direct the future of the podcast. Kind of spooky. So, with that, we'll move on into some of our other topics right after this.
Podcasting from the heartland of America, it's the Ericast.
Okay, got to throw something there to break things up. Break things up in the sense of variety, not in the sense of, like, you know, terminating relationships and stuff. That would be sad. Though I'm sure there are podcasts out there with the theme of breaking up. Because breaking up is hard to do. Yeah, anyway. So, right to the key thing for the podcast, because I've got to get this off my chest. Okay. So, I was cleaning the kitchen, kind of picking up after our toddler. I saw this thing on the floor, and it was wrapped up in plastic. It's a little coupon that obviously came with some sort of Lando Lakes product. Because it says Lando Lakes Simple Rewards Club. Join the Simple Rewards Club at landolakes.com to view other Brother Bear 2 offers. What's the deal? Well, the way it was folded up, in fact, let me fold it so that you can... Okay, this is what you see. See inside for savings on your next Lando Lakes cheese purchase and a free, all caps, Brother Bear 2 pencil case offer. Now, there is an asterisk next to free. Gotta watch out for those little asterisks. And it says, see inside for offer details. Okay. So you unfold it, and the next thing you see is, get this exclusive Brother Bear 2 pencil case. The sturdy zippered pencil case is 5.5 inches by 7.2 inches, with a clear plastic back and nylon face featuring your favorite characters from Disney's all-new movie, Brother Bear 2. Brother Bear 2 on DVD August 29. Okay, so far so good. Let's unfold this even more, because you know this is... You understand, it's like a piece of paper folded up into like six parts. Not quarters, but sixths. So, I wonder how the word sixths comes out on the podcast once I actually compress it and normalize it and then convert it to MP3 and down to 32 kilobits. It probably doesn't sound like anything. But anyway, so I'm unfolding more. Okay, so then I get the thing I mentioned before, the Simple Rewards Club. That's good. The statement that you can trust in the quality of Lando Lakes cheese because our long-standing tradition of making delicious dairy products. You can trust in the quality because of our long-standing tradition of making delicious dairy products. Okay, depending on how you define quality, sure. There's a coupon that expires 12/31/07, which means apparently their cheese or whatever this came from can stay on the shelf for quite a while, where I get to save 55 cents on any two packages of Lando Lakes cheese. Great. But I want to know all about this DVD. It's a free DVD. It says free. Brother Bear 2. Sorry, not DVD. Excuse me. A free pencil case offer. Free pencil case. I mentioned the DVD because what I have in my mind is Kellogg's cereal that has a free DVD offer. And since they're talking DVD here, it's easy for me to make that mistake. We got our free DVD, and it actually was free. You have to send in a bunch of proofs of purchase and things, but that's it. You spend 39 cents or whatever on your stamp, and that is it. It truly is free, and it actually came. That's a bit of foreshadowing, which tells you where the story's going. Okay. Brother Bear 2, all new on DVD August 29th, Lando Lakes, where simple goodness begins. Get this exclusive Brother Bear 2 pencil case, only from Lando Lakes. It's yours free, all caps again, with proofs of purchase from any two participating Land O'Lakes products. Land O'Lakes American Singles, Land O'Lakes Dairy Case Cheese Chunks, Land O'Lakes Snack and Go, Snack and Cheese to Go. These are all registered trademarks, by the way. Snack Cheese, Land O'Lakes Margarine, Land O'Lakes Butter Twin Pack. Okay, now let me... I want to make sure that I get this right here. It's yours free with proofs of purchase from any two Land O'Lakes products. Land O'Lakes American Singles, Land O'Lakes Dairy Case Cheese Chunks, Land O'Lakes Snack and Cheese to Go Snack Cheese, Land O'Lakes Margarine, Land O'Lakes Butter Twin Packs. Okay. Plus, here it comes, $4 shipping and handling. Now, this is a pencil case. They show a picture of the pencil case that's difficult to convey in a podcast. But remember, it's 5.5 by 7.2 inches. Okay? So if you've got a piece of paper lying around anywhere in front of you, just glance down at the piece of paper. Okay? That's 8.5 inches wide. That's more than an inch wider than this pencil case. Okay? So take your piece of paper, fold it in half, like, you know, top to bottom. All right. Well, you don't have to, but just imagine that. Or mentally slice it in half. Okay? That's 5.5 inches by 8.5 inches. This thing is 5.5 inches by 7.2 inches. So the pencil case would lie neatly on your half a sheet of paper. Okay? $4 shipping and handling. And they've got the little coupon here. Please send me blank pencil cases. I have enclosed $4 per pencil case. $4 per pencil case and proofs of purchase UPC symbols from any two participating Land O'Lakes products. Make check or money order payable to Brother Bear to offer. And if you're excited by this, you have 11 months to participate in it. Offer expires 7/1/2007. Tell you what, here's an Aircast contest for you. It's a two-part contest. First, you have to tell me what the contest should be. And then, from those submissions, we will take the best submission for what you think the contest should be. We will hold the contest. And I will invest 39 cents, and I will mail this coupon to the winner of the contest. And then you, too, can buy some Land O'Lakes stuff and take their proofs of purchase and $4 of your hard-earned money and send it in to get yourself a pencil case. You won't believe it until you see it in your hands here. Offer good supplies last. Offer expires 7/1/2007. Offer good in USA only. We cannot ship to APO or FPO addresses. Photocopies of proofs are not valid. Sorry, no cash. Send check or money order only. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for shipment. Offer void where prohibited. It should be void everywhere. This is immoral. This is evil. This is the axis of evil offers here. 6 to 8 weeks to ship you something. I mean, if I'm spending $4 on a pencil case, I want it overnight. I want it hand-delivered by Michael Eisner, whatever he's doing now, because he's not president of Disney anymore, right? It's a Disney promo. I want Michael Eisner to get on his corporate jet and hand-deliver me my Brother Bear 2 pencil case. Unbelievable. Okay. All right. No, in all seriousness, I'm not that upset about the pencil case, but that's crazy. That is what kind of idiot company does a promo like that? Where sell a pencil case for $4, that's fine. You know, hey, you want to buy one of our pencil cases? Send us $3.99, and we'll send you one. Okay, but free pencil case. Send us 2 proofs of purchase for your free pencil case. And by the way, you also have to send us $4 shipping. Now, credit where credit's due, as I misspoke earlier, but it's great. Some Kellogg cereals have a little sale thing going, a little special coupon offer where you clip out the coupons and you collect them. And I don't know, you got to send in like 6 or 8 or something. That's quite a few, but you get a free DVD. And you know what? It's free. When they say free, they mean free. You take the proofs of purchase, you mail them in, they mail you a DVD. We actually got one. No problem. It was some, I don't know, we thought Candela might like it. It's some boy and his lost dog in the wilderness movie. I don't know, it's got some cute name. I mean, the movies aren't, I think Romancing the Stone was one of the choices. I mean, this is not, you know, great theater, but it's free. And when they say free, they mean free. So, that, if you're wondering what the expensive freedom, this isn't some deep metaphor about how we have to, thousands and thousands and thousands of people over the years have fought and died for freedom, and freedom comes at a cost. No, it's just lousy marketing that when a company says something is free, depending on the company, it might not only not be free, but, like, really expensive free.
Why sit in your yard watching the grass grow when you can listen to this instead? It's Eric Larson's Dweeb Thoughts on the Ericast.
All right, okay. So I'm calm. I'm good. That's fine. Cool. Whew. Just a couple more things I was going to mention for the show, and then I'll get going so that you can rush to that phone and call 206-339-3742 and let me know what you think. I'd rebooted my machine earlier today, and it comes up, and I've got some Google desktop widget stuff. And one of those is like my system monitor thing. You know, how much processor is being used or whatever, and how much RAM is being used. Okay, so I'll admit I've got stuff running on my machine. I mean, it's not a nice stripped down workstation here. This has junk running on it. I've got a gig of RAM. 40% of it was being used after reboot. That's a lot of RAM. That's like, yeah, 400 and some megs of RAM. Just, I'm busy. It's like, what are you doing? You're idling. You are playing. You are displaying the desktop. You have drawn a desktop. You don't even have to do much more than that. So I might go on a little hunt to figure out where have all the flowers gone and where's all my RAM? It's something like that. But one other technology note. Actually, I've got a couple things to talk about. Wow. Almost missed something in the note. I tend to be a pack rat, both digital and physical, and that has paid dividends, or something. It's paid off. Because I was digging around on a hard drive a couple weeks back, and I came across a file from a seminar that I recorded back in 2002. And I did an iMovie, and I kind of, you know, put it all together, whatever. But one of the last things I did is I rendered out the, because we put it on videotape, and it was just over 2 hours, so I had to put it on T160 videotapes. But, you know, played it through, put it on videotapes or whatever, dubbed some copies for the folks. But one of the last things I did is I saved it out as a raw DV file for the entire, you know, the whole seminar, just one big file. And raw DV is 12 gigs an hour, so it was a 24 gig file sitting on one of my hard drives, but that kind of takes up some space. And I knew it was there, I just didn't, you know, well, okay, whatever. You know, just to be safe, I'll just keep it there. Well, I ran into that the other day, and I thought, you know what? You know what you can get now? You can get these things called DVDs, and DVD players and stuff. And I mean, in all seriousness, that, you know, they existed in 2002, and iDVD was out there, but iDVD was kind of intentionally limited to 1 hour per DVD, and it was sort of a pain to, you know, the media was expensive and all that kind of stuff. But none of that's a problem anymore. So I took this file, and I used my Tsunami MPEG encoder, and it was just a talking head seminar thing, so I ran it through and converted it to a pretty low bit rate, but it fits all very nicely on one DVD. And just burn the DVDs, and I've got my fancy little Epson R320 printer that prints the DVDs, makes it look all pretty, and then contacted people and said, hey, I ran this off to DVD, so now you've got some DVD copies, if you even still care, or whatever, there you go. But that just struck me as really interesting, that had I done, you know, the good housekeeping thing back 4 years ago, I would have said, well, I made the videotape, I'm done, I'm going to get rid of these source files, and, you know, off it goes. And I got rid of a lot of stuff, but I did keep around that one final DV format, and that allowed me to just poof, you know, new technology comes along, and there you go. So there's a much higher quality version, because DVD, even if when you compress it a lot, looks better than VHS tape. So I thought that was kind of cool. It's like, wow, it's something useful for keeping old junk around. So my task now is to figure out what I want to do with that file. I'd kind of like to free up some space in the hard drives and things. There's no harm in letting it sit there, but now that I have it as a DVD, I don't know. So I re-rendered it into two separate files, split it in the middle, had them overlap so I could re-edit later if I had to. But it's kind of, you know, quality sort of twice as good because it's twice as big. I figure maybe I'll stick it on two DVDs because I don't want to buy dual-layer DVD technology. If I wait long enough for Blu-ray or HD DVD or whatever to get here, I suppose I could just wait another couple of years and then stick the entire 24-gig file on one of those discs. I don't know. So that's, I'm just kind of thinking about that. And finally, I will mention, and the hard part is I have to pop into my delicious bookmarks and get the name of this. This is sort of interesting. This is, by the way, delicious, del.icio.us, is very hard to type when you're trying to multitask and, like, talk to your podcast audience. It's like, oh my goodness, it's, you know, it's hard to type and think at the same time. Anyway, for years this kind of bothered me. There was in the back of my mind there was this sketch that I had seen on something. I thought maybe it was Sesame Street or Electric Company or something like that, where you had acrobats in fabric tubes. And so, you know, covered head to foot, so it just looked like this animated tube. And you couldn't see the people, and they would, like, do handstands or roll around or stuff. So you had these tubes interacting with people. And I thought, what was that? This is just bugging me. What was it? Who was that? And off and on through the years, and yeah, Ruth thinks I'm crazy for this, but really has kind of off and on through the years. Good, you know, 5-6 years since this came up. And I thought, well, I couldn't find any information on it, because how do you search for that? How do you do a Google search for, you know, Sesame Street fabric tubes? I mean, nothing gets you there. And then I thought, well, maybe I should post something on Google Answers. Google Answers is this the pay to get your question answered thing at Google, and you sort of set a bid price. It's kind of like a little eBay thing, but it's for questions and answers. There's a 50-cent listing fee, and the starting price is like $2 to get something answered, and you can pay up to, you know, 100 or more, I don't know. But you put this question out there, and then they've got a team of researchers that will research your question to get back to you. But if you've listened to the Ericast for any time, or if you know me at all as a person, I'm extremely cheap. So, interested though I was in trying to figure out what is this group that I'm trying to remember, I wasn't gonna pay money to find that out. That, I mean, maybe I would eventually, but it's like, no, that takes all the fun out of it. It's just, I feel bad. I'm like, 'cause if no one answered, I'm out 50 cents. Right. You know, that can buy you like an eighth of a cup of coffee, you know? So, what to do? Well, a couple nights ago, I came across Yahoo Answers. Notice that they don't even bother changing the name. You've got Google Answers, you've got Yahoo Answers. It's competition at its best, where you just... It's kind of like Coke and Pepsi, where, you know, Coca-Cola was created, and so Pepsi came out, and what did Pepsi name itself? Pepsi-Cola. Not, you know, Pepsi fruit drink or, you know, Pepsi Up or something, but Pepsi Cola. Well, I'll just use Cola. Coca-Cola, Pepsi Cola. Yeah. Well, same thing. You know, Yahoo Answers, Google Answers, it's all the same. So I posted this question on Yahoo Answers. In fact, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to Yahoo Answers so that you can hear the way I describe this, because that's sort of helpful. Kind of, you know, tells you how this, you know, how this thing all works here. I wonder if I click on my account. Now the problem is I need to get back to my question. Like, well, where is it? I'm logged in. It says, you know, welcome. Here I am. So somehow search for questions. I want to see my own question. Hello. Here I am. I have 104 points. Ooh. Here it is. Okay. Sorry it took a couple clicks there to get there. But here's the question that I posted. The headline, if anyone know the name of the acrobats covered in cloth tubes on the TV kids show in the late 1970s? I remember a segment, maybe from Sesame Street or Electric Company, maybe not. People were covered head to toe in cloth tubes so you couldn't see them, and they'd do handstands or stand normally so it looked something like a giant inchworm. A friend of mine remembers this as well and said they would interact with a big ball, kicking or nudging it. Does anyone remember this? What show were they on? Who were they? Are they still around, or is any information available about them? Maybe a video clip somewhere. Okay? That's all I put up there. And you see that you need a human to answer that. You can't throw that into to the Google search engine. You need a human being to describe that, and you know, someone say, "Oh, I know what you're describing." Well, like an hour later, somebody named a lab rat. Little handle there. Somebody named Lab Rat said, "Quote: I think the group was called Momenshaws. I remember seeing them a lot on TV in the late 70s. I remember one routine where one member of the group scuttled on stage like a bug. He had three pads of paper on his face, one for the left eye, one for the right eye, and one for the mouth. He would pull one piece off at a time. When he did that, the eyes would look different directions and the mouth would have a different expression. They also put rolls of toilet paper on their faces and unrolled it. I also remember that ball. I tried looking them up but got very little info. I'm pretty sure it's the name of the group you're looking for." Unbelievable. Because this person, I think it's a she, I'm trying to look at the little graphic there, a little avatar, is absolutely right. Now, her spelling was wrong, but what's funny is if you plug in her spelling of Momenshaws, you get like three hits on Google. Funny, I'm not using Yahoo, but you know, you get that on Google. Well, As soon as you do that, there's a reference to it being a Swiss mime group, which is ironic. It's kind of like Michael Rudolph and mime. I should drop Michael a note and see if he knows anything about this group, because that's really neat. Okay, Swiss mime. That's not all that common. There are Swiss mimes out there, but not a whole lot. So if you just then do a Google search for Swiss mime, one of the third or fourth hits you get is Momenshaws, Momenshaws. There you go. And once you do that, you can go to Momenshaws.com, where they have all sorts of little clips. There are all sorts of. They're in the Wikipedia. They're everywhere. There's tons of information. But one, you can't find that information by saying Sesame Street tubes or whatever. And I didn't even remember until I saw the clips on the website. So I was like, "Oh yeah!" I never remembered the toilet paper stuff and all that. It's really cool though. If you're about my age, you gotta view some stuff on them, because it's like, "Oh, I remember that." Anyway, so you can't just find that by describing that. Two, you can't find much of them if you don't spell their name right. So, you know, you kind of have to, it's like the dictionary problem of you need to know what you're looking for before you can find it if you're trying to spell something. But at least once I had something sort of close, it gave me enough information that kind of built on itself, and boom, that was it. But I had nothing until Lab Rat was nice enough to say, "Well, hey, here's something to get you started." So, people are good. We like people. People help you figure things out. The thing is if you go to Yahoo Answers, most of the stuff on here is just junk. So, you know, man, I... yeah, so I didn't think I was going to get any sort of response, but I did, which made me very happy. Ruth thinks I'm crazy that I spent this much time thinking about mimes in fabric tubes, but, you know, that's the kind of creative guy I am, so... Hey, what can I say? All right, that is everything that's been on my mind for the past week, minus a few dozen things I'm not going to mention. So, hey, that's where I'm at. Do remember to call 206-339-3742. Let me know what you think. Or email eric@ericast.com. It'll get to me. Lots to comment on this week, so let me know. Let me know what your favorite segment was. Is it me ranting about free things that aren't free? Is it me talking about mimes with rolls of toilet paper on their face? Or maybe talking about corporate giants and whether or not they should tear down new or semi-new buildings? Or maybe the government and eminent domain? Or maybe something else entirely? Yeah? Let me know what you think. I would love to hear from you. So, there you go. 206-339-3742. Give me a call. And until next week, take care.
Thanks for listening to the Ericast from Ericast.com.
Visit us at www.ericast.com.